Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, February 1st, 2019. On this day in 1893, Thomas A. Edison finished construction of the first motion picture studio, the Black Maria, in West Orange, New Jersey. Unemployment in Berlin rose in January due to seasonal factors. 155,838 people, or 8.1%, were registered unemployed, 9,099, or half a percentage point more than in December. An increase in winter is common, especially because there is less work on construction sites during the cold months. Furthermore, unemployment in the city is significantly lower than a year ago, when the rate was still 8.8%. According to Berlin Brandenburg Employment Agency boss Bernd Becking, the positive development on the labor market in Berlin and Brandenburg is continuing. There are vacancies mainly in internet services, retail, and education and training. Unemployment does not include, for example, those who are unable to work in the short term or those who are receiving further qualification training. If you include these people, you get the so-called underemployment, which affected 219,842 Berliners in January, 15,438 less than a year earlier. Unemployment in Germany continued to fall last year. While the average number of men and women registered as unemployed in 2017 was around 2.53 million, last year it was around 200,000 fewer at 2.34 million. Unknown persons damaged the Amazon office in Mitte on Wednesday night. According to the current state of investigation, three masked persons blocked the entrance door of the building in Krausenstrasse at about 3 a.m., so the security guard of the online mail order company could no longer leave the building. Then they fled in the direction of Leipziger Strasse and escaped. To date, there is no information available on the amount of the damage. Amazon operates a development center in Krausenstrasse. Because it can be assumed that the crime was politically motivated, the state security has taken over the further investigations. On several Berlin subway lines, trains will run less frequently in the future because cars are scarce. The BVG announced on Wednesday that the U6 line will run every 5 minutes during rush hour. According to the timetable, passengers then will have to wait 40 seconds longer for the next train than before. Also, on the U9, the clock is being extended by 40 seconds, where normally the trains arrive every 4 minutes. The BVG wants to create reserves in order to quickly provide a replacement if a train is defective on the route. This is intended to prevent longer gaps in the train's frequency and thus prevent too many passengers from crowding into a train that then only makes slow progress. This has led to disturbances on the U6, 7, 8, and 9 lines in particular. In order to prevent such traffic jams, from March, the cycle on the U7 line will also be extended by half a minute to 5 minutes. With the adjustment, a regular cycle can be offered again, and in case of technical breakdowns on the line, trains can be quickly replaced. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, the background to this is that the trains of the BVG, which are on average 30 years old, have to go to the workshop more frequently. 44 of 70 cars of a certain class, the F79, even had to be shut down because they no longer can be repaired. The first new subway cars from Stadler are to be delivered this year. Their Berliner Fahrgastverband IGEB welcomes the measure. According to spokesman Jens Wissicke on Wednesday via the RBB, it is getting worse so that it can get better. However, this is the only way to achieve overall stability. The controversial Begegnungszonen, or meeting zone, test phase on Bergmannstrasse in Kreuzberg will end in July of 2019, as decided by the District Assembly on Wednesday. The zones are wooden so-called parklets. The structures in the parking bays have seating and tables. The corresponding motion by the parliamentary group Die Linke was accepted by votes of the CDU and SPD and was shared by the party on Twitter. Die Linke lobbied that the Bergmannstrasse Jazz Festival can be held in September, which is now possible. The organizer of the festival is the Kiez and Kultur Association, which regarded the parklets as a central obstacle to the implementation of the festival. Originally, the meeting zone test phase was planned until autumn of 2019. The costs for the parklets amount to an estimated 119,000 euros. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.